Hi, Diane. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. I'm having a difficulty with my gallbladder, and I'm holding the copy of Alternative Medicine, the Definitive Guide, in which, to quote you, it says, states that most gallbladder surgeries could be easily avoided through nutritional and natural intervention, with emphasis on identification. So that's one question. And I have a couple more along with it. Can they be eliminated with ultrasound or lasers still? I'm really trying to avoid surgery. I'm 81, and I really don't like to take the risk of surgery if I don't have to.
Well, you shouldn't either, ma'am, because according to a study published over a decade ago in the New England Journal of Medicine, if a person happens to have gallstones and they're, quote, silent, unquote, namely they're not associated with gallbladder, quote, attacks, unquote, and gallbladder pain, then actually the risk of surgery is greater than leaving them alone and just letting them be. And that's from New England Journal of Medicine of over a decade ago.
The risk of surgery is greater than leaving them alone?
That's correct, ma'am. That was right there in the New England Journal, and I haven't seen them publish anything contradicts
that.
So
you would not recommend surgery?
Well, no, not if the risk of surgery is greater than
I don't want it, but I'm having it. I've kept it at bay for a long time, but in the last week I'm having some difficulty with some discomfort, and it's not horrible or anything. It's just annoying, and I don't want it to get worse. And I take a supplement from Dr. Robert Marshall that dilates the bile ducts so any stones or things can go through. And I take two or three other things as well that have kept it at bay for years.
Okay, ma'am. Well, another thing, like you just quoted from them, wherever that was, the chair. Well, hello.
I'm here.
Okay. Well, there's a loud ringing going on here. I don't know where it's coming from. Anyway, the chair of the Food Allergy Committee, the American College of Allergists, no less, the chairperson from the American College of Allergists, his name was Dr. James Brenneman, he was able to eliminate 100% of all gallbladder attacks in a group of over 100 people simply by finding out which foods they were allergic to. And once they quit eating those things, their gallbladder attacks stopped. And then for the sake of science, I wouldn't do this, but the people in the study did. They ate some of the foods again, and they started having gallbladder attacks again. So, ma'am, if you haven't had it done, you really, 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 really need to consider getting a food allergy test and paying attention to it strictly, because all the gallbladder attacks appear to be, according to Dr. Brenneman, is simply a spasm, like an asthmatic spasm or any other kind of a spasm that happens in response to allergy. Such as bedwetting. Bedding is a bladder spasm, and Dr. Brenneman found you could get rid of bedwetting in most cases, too, by getting rid of food allergies. So anyway, ma'am, get yourself a food allergy test done. Washington State is one of 27 states where if your doctor...
Okay, now you're talking really fast, and I'm not catching up. Did you say to have food allergy tests done?
Yes, ma'am, I surely did.
Okay.
And Washington State is one of 27 states where... if a doctor won't order it for you, you can order it for yourself.
Okay, so if I call your clinic, they can order it for me?
No, ma'am. You
is that
just
what you're
saying? Yes and no. If you want to come in and see a doctor, you can, and the doctor can order it. Or you can order it yourself directly from the laboratory upstairs, which is called Meridian Valley Laboratory. And what's the difference? Well, the difference is that when one orders itself, one it's themselves, the insurance company will pay for it. And when a doctor orders it, sometimes the insurance company will pay for it, but it's the same food allergy test. It's done by drawing blood, checking for antibodies to foods. It's a very good one, and if you're having this trouble, I'd recommend you consider it.
Thank you so much for what I got of that. I just couldn't hear everything you said, but I will call the clinic. May I have the number of your clinic? I've called a couple of times information for Jonathan Wright, and evidently there's another doctor in Seattle by the same name because I haven't come up with your number.
Yes, sir. He's a urologist up at the University of Washington. Nice guy. Okay. Yes, it's 206-812. 812.
9988.
Yeah, that's correct, ma'am. And you
thank you so much for being so patient. I'm not hearing well on the phone. And I will call first thing on Monday. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome, ma'am.